Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. This is 1 hour of prayer for Israel. Amen. And at the onset of the program, I was trying to get, thank you, Jesus, the blowing of the shofar. And praise God. I hope I got it on there pretty good. I've been having technical problems with my music. And I've never had that before, so I know that I'm on the right track because the enemy's trying to fight. So he's trying to fight in the music, but he's a defeated foe. I just give him the glory tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and I want to lift him up. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Like I said, I have been having technical difficulties with my music, and I hope this one come out all right tonight. Praise God. But I am excited. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad to be back on the air. I had a tooth pull on yesterday, and it took a little bit of my energy away, and then I couldn't do like I wanted to do, so I just said I would go ahead and make a request, amen, through my blog for you guys to pray for Israel. You know, it's vitally important for us to pray, amen, for Israel. And one of the things that I had done was went into intercessory prayer. Amen, on today and then yesterday when I couldn't talk on the blog talk. Amen. And so the night before that, I had seen yellow airplanes flying up in the air. And yellow always represents demonic oppression. And Satan, with his strategies trying to destroy Israel. It won't happen. Well, he wants Hezbollah and all of Iran and Iraq, Syria and all of them. They have a role as Muslims to hate Israel. They don't know why they hate it. They don't know why they hate Israel. It's just something that, you know, just it stems from Satan, their God. I don't hate the Muslim people, but I hate their beliefs and their laws and what they'll do to a person to destroy people. They'll strap bombs to one person and let them go in there, be it female, whether she's pregnant, whether she's not. This is how radical they are. They are extreme terrorists, and Israel need our help. And so they'll do all of this in order to kill up a group of people. So as I seen them airplanes flying, I said, God, I said, what are you, you know, what's going on? And he began to let me know and understand in so many words. And what I did, I began to bind and rebuke, and I began to go in strategic warfare for Israel. Then today, as I was praying and seeking the Lord, I heard myself telling the Lord, sweet fellowship, what sweet fellowship I had with him. We were talking about various things, and I thank God for his compassion, his fellowship, his grace, and his mercy. There is a God, saints, and he do talk audibly. Just like I'm talking to you on the telephone, he'll talk audibly. And hallelujah. And I like to be sensitive to the Spirit in order to speak, amen, to the body of Christ what is being said. And so God gave me a word because, you know, prayer is vitally important for us. It brings in the fellowship that we need with God, and it also gives us instructions. It literally guides our entire life if we will allow him to come in and we have that relationship. And I get a lot of people, they say, well, you don't need to pray no whole hour. You don't need to pray no 2 and 3 hours at a time. God hurts you, and all you have to do is just go on. Well, I'm going to tell you something. For those that say that, you don't know what you're talking about, because it's going to take hours and upon hours of fellowship, of worship, amen, and of communication with the Lord, amen, in order to get your breakthrough, in order to get the instructions, in order to receive from him what's needed. Now, when Jesus came into the earth, one of the things that he did all through his walk with God, you heard about prayer, how he went into the mount to pray, how he prayed this way, and he prayed before he did this here. The reasons why he did that was to receive instructions from the Father. He said, I can only do what I see my Father tell me to do. So when you pray, you're going to get not only an audible conversation, but you will get visions and you will get dreams. And these visions and dreams are instructions, and they can only be maintained through a relationship with God, through fellowship, and through prayer that extends sometimes 2 and 3 hours at a time. Sometimes I've prayed 18 hours at a time. Amen. A lot of times, saints, you don't understand that. You have to press in prayer. Amen. And when you press in prayer, one of the things that goes on, the reason why you have to do it, is because you're being faced with oppositions, and then you have an opponent out there that's trying to stop and oppose everything that God wants to do for your life. But I'm telling you, prayer changes things. I believe God. I believe what he say when he speak to me. I don't doubt him. And so the last vision I had, a little bit before I came on the air, I was laying, and I had gotten up from prayer, Amen. Praise God. And I seen this Jewish man come before me, and he was blowing the shofar. Amen. Praise God. And so on the onset of the segment, amen, I tried to get the shofar to blow, amen, praise God, to come in and blow, amen. And I had two virgins that I wanted to do the first virgin and not the second virgin. But the second virgin came up, and then at the end of it was a cow mooing. So, amen, excuse that. But the shofar was blown tonight. And I was telling you about prayer. Prayer changes things. And when you push, when you begin to move, when you begin to, amen, do what God say do, amen, you will see a change. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus did this in Matthew 26, verses 36 through 40. I can read it to you, and it say, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy." Amen. Come on, Jesus. "Then said he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? I'll say that again. What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." I was telling you earlier about prayer. Amen. And prayer literally is a channel of communication, a way of communicating with the Father, amen, in order to take your petition to him, make your request known to him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then when you pray, one of the things you got to do is wait. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And all of us, you know, we are so in a hurry. We are in a fast-paced, amen, society, and we want to live a fast-paced life. We want microwave food all the time, and we want quick things all the time. If it can't be done quick, then we have problems with it. We don't want to wait sometime till the microwave dinner or whatever is completely cooked, so we'll get it half raw, half done. But Jesus was telling disciples, now, he said, you're with me. And then he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to separate Peter, amen, and the two sons of Zebedee, amen. And he said, I want them to go up with me and the other disciples to stay there and watch. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus had asked them, amen, hallelujah, Peter and Zebedee, he was literally asking them, amen, after he found them asleep, what's going on? I'm going to put it in a layman's turn. What's going on? Why couldn't you watch, amen, with me 1 hour? So if Jesus can pray 1 hour for the various things that was needed in Israel, amen, thank you, Jesus, we as the body of Christ need to stand in the gap for Israel and pray for them 1 hour. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Watch with me and pray is extended to Peter and to the two sons of Zebedee in order to observe what God was manifesting in the supernatural. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Jesus chose them, amen, for their eyes were open to the supernatural, and they were more sensitive in essence, amen, could have been then more than the other disciples. Or he wanted them, amen, there for various reasons to pray with him and to watch as he was praying. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They could have been ones that would discern more swift to discern the difference between what was good and evil and the surroundings that would be around them. Amen. While Jesus prayed, amen, because it was a supernatural, amen, thank you, Jesus, entity that would occur. Jesus was not going to only see in the supernatural what God was saying, but he was going to see what the demons were trying to do as well. Praise God. So these three could have had a powerful gift of discernment, amen, but they, amen, was also set on assignment as well. Amen. And then if you look at the Bible itself, the Bible tells a story, and it, amen, it usually, amen, and at all times tell it in a sequential order. Amen. And sometimes, well, I heard a writer say, amen, that in the book of Daniel's chapter, what could have been ever, like I'll put, for instance, chapter 9 should have been chapter 8, and chapter 8 should have been chapter 9, in essence. I'm just putting it in that way because I have to go back and do my, look at my notes, amen, to see what sequence they were saying at that time. So everything that happened, amen, in the Bible, amen, it literally tells the story of and the sequences of the various things, amen, that could have occurred during that time, amen, in that one chapter. Okay, for instance, chapters 26, the chapter that we're on, one of the things that, amen, it speaks about, amen, at the onset of the chapter is the Feast of the Passover, and it was literally discussed what they would take place, where they would be at the time of the Passover, what, amen, in the upper room, and where they would have to go in and speak to the owner of it and stuff like that. Eventually goes down to that. But it also speaks, amen, in another sequence, amen, down a little further, it speaks about the woman with the alabaster box. And then, amen, that's the events that occurred before Jesus was crucified. So it came in sequential order in one chapter. Amen. So we it tells a little story. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so in a third segment of it is keeping of the Passover. Amen. And then the fourth segment of it was the betrayal. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then the fifth segment of it was the Lord's Supper. Amen. And then the sixth segment of it was the scattering of the flock. Amen. After Jesus' death. And then the seventh segment of it was the resurrection of him, amen, as he would go into Galilee. He's telling what's going to occur and what, amen, we have to really understand what led to the prayer, what leads to, amen, the things that Peter did. And Peter is the eighth, amen, in sequence, amen. Peter, offense, amen, him saying that he would not deny Jesus Christ, amen. And thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, praise God. And then it goes on in the ninth segment, amen, sequence of it is the denial. And then the 1 hour. Before, amen, Jesus had gotten down to the tenth sequence of the Bible, of the chapter of 26. Amen. Praise God. One of the things that occurred, Jesus literally told them every step that would happen. When you pray and you go in before the Lord and you get instructions from the Lord, he'll give you every step of what's going to occur, amen, in the future. Amen, in your presence. And he also lets you know, amen, sometime when you go in and pray, amen, about things that occurred in the past. Amen. So in chapter 26, it goes in those, amen, sequences, amen, of the events that were going to occur and Amen. Praise God. Occurring, amen. Praise God. Concerning, amen, the leading up to his crucifixion and his, amen. Praise God. So if Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, amen, would have been very sensitive in prayer when he asked them to watch and pray, amen, praise God, set a watch, keep, amen, a watch, amen, over the things, amen, praise God, because Father God was going to give them some instructions, amen. Peter might have not, amen, denied, amen, Jesus, because he would have gotten, amen, instructions from the Lord in that 1 hour of prayer of what would take place and how you're supposed to stand strong. Amen. Praise God. So we as the body of Christ, amen, need to look at prayer more closely and understand that it's a needed thing. We're not doing it just to do it. We're not doing it because we got, you know, we are forced or made to do it. But it is a way of communication. It is a way of life. I had gotten my tooth pulled on yesterday. And so the dentist came in, and he looked at my mouth. He said, "Which tooth is it?" And I showed him. He said, "Okay." So I waited and waited and waited after he left out. And the lady didn't come to do no x-ray or do anything. So I said, "Okay," I wasn't bothered. So he came back with his tools. Amen. Praise God. And he skillfully went in my mouth, used one instrument, and then the next instrument he used was some things like some pliers, I call them. Praise God. And so what I did before I left the house, I put some blessed oil in my mouth, and I prayed, and I said, "God," I said, "okay, I'm going to get my tooth pulled." I said, "You know, I'm sensitive to everything, so I said, you know, protect it, protect me." And so he came in and did what he had to do, and then he took the pliers and went and pulled that tooth without any complication. He gave me the shots to dead in my mouth first. Amen. He knew how long to wait. And I marveled at it. I say, this was an old man. He had to be in his late 70s or early 80s. And I marveled at him. I said, "God, I said, this man didn't take x-rays, and he wasn't concerned." He said, he looked at me and said, "I know you're just a little bit afraid, you know," and I just went on and talked to God. And so I said, "God, this man is skillful in pulling out teeth. That's why he don't do x-rays, because he knows the layout of the mouth. He knows the teeth, amen, and exactly what you say, the length of the root possibly, and what he would have to do, and then the strength of the tooth to see if, you know, a lot of people's teeth break off." So he was skillful. And I say, "Okay, God," I say, I marvel at that. I say, "This man is doing something, amen, and he's very skillful with it. But he has trained himself over many years of being a dentist that he don't have to look at an x-ray." That's the way prayer is. After you have gotten so many years of practice with the Lord, amen, through prayer, through fellowship, through reading the word, through staying before him and laying before him, you'll get in a position whereas it's not hard. It's not. It doesn't take away my pleasures. It doesn't interfere with my relationship with my family. I know how to go in and stay so many hours before the Lord, and then I know how to come out and be with my family, and then I'm completed. That's what relationship with God is, and that's what prayer is. I've stayed before him for 10, 15, 20, 18 hours, 24 hours, round the clock. 7 days a week. I stayed before him only to get up, eat, amen, take my bath, and get back in my bed or get on my knees, amen, and pray or wherever God laid me. I would lay out. I would take bottles of oil and just soak my entire body with oil, and I would pray with him, amen. And that's how I got to be very sensitive to hear him audibly and to see the visions and the dreams that I have. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Some people are gifted. Amen. They don't have to stay that long. But the more that you have a relationship with God, the more that you pray, then and only then will you see changes come, because the Bible said it effects your fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when he called me forth to do this prayer vigil and to lift up banners for Israel, amen, he called me, amen, when I was in the midst of working with some friends, amen, and he told me shut that down and go and do what he had told me to do. Amen. So he called me forth, amen, to do this, amen, and I take delight in doing his will. Because I know, for one, obedience is better than sacrifice. Israel need our help. And I'm going to ask those that are listening to Blog Talk tonight, take 1 hour out on your segment and pray for Israel. If you're really in agreement with me, take 1 hour out and pray for Israel on your segment. Praise God. Amen. Let me know what day you're doing it. Amen. And pray until God said that's enough. And then come on my segment and we pray together. Amen. So we know that prayer changes things. Amen. And we know that the strategy of the devil needs to be torn down. Amen. And in order to do strategic warfare, one of the things that you need to hear is from the Lord. You cannot do this on your own, because it's demonic oppressions like you have never seen before. The enemy, if you're not, amen, saturated, soaked in the Lord, the enemy will tear you up. But when you take our time to stay before the Lord and get acquainted with his grace, get acquainted with his mercy, get acquainted with his love, get acquainted with his word and his love for Israel, my God, hallelujah, you will tear the enemy up. I don't care nothing about Satan. I'll whoop him in a minute if God will let me whoop him. Amen. He's not letting me get hold to him. But, amen, his demons, I mean, I have tore them up. And the reason why I have had that ability to do it, I brag on God. Hallelujah, it's because God, amen, has trained me how to be disciplined in battle, but not only that, how to do battle. There are so many strategies of Satan. He'll come to you with one, I'm going to say it like this, segment of a strategy, and then all of a sudden you're in another segment of a strategy, and then you'll be wondering, what's going on? Amen, but I'm telling you tonight, if you really are walking in agreement with me, I'm going to ask you this. Amen. Take out 1 hour on your segment, amen, on your show to pray for Israel so that we can have corporate prayer. Amen. Then come back to my page, amen, and pray with me, and I'll pray with you on your page. This is vitally important, saints. Amen. When I told you that I seen the Jewish man with the black hat on, amen, as he was blowing the shofar, amen, praise God, I immediately obeyed God. That was my conversation. Amen, praise God. And then when I told you, I said, I heard me telling God, I said, sweet fellowship. I had sweet fellowship with him tonight. Amen. He imparted some things, some information in my spirit man, that my spirit man will literally carry out. So I give him the glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then not only that, hallelujah, when I seen those yellow airplanes, amen, Satan wants to intimidate Israel. He wants to make them afraid. amen, and by them being in the middle of the world, amen, the Hezbollah and all of these, Iran and all of them, they are literally trying to bring these nuclear bombs in, all of these things in to kill Israel, to wipe them off the map. And I've given you segments of the news, amen, that as it occurs from day to day from Jerusalem. I didn't go to, amen, world news or any other place, but I wanted to get the source, amen, from the originator, amen, that is in Jerusalem. And I just praise God, and I give God the glory. So we thank God. Thank you, Jesus. And we give him praise. I'm going to try to see if I can play this song. Amen. And then we're going to go into prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
When I consider the vastness of God and all of the marvelous attractions that he has to me, marvelous in mercy and yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Give you glory right now. Amen. As I submit myself to you, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And I ask you to move by your spirit tonight. I praise you because you are truly an awesome wonder. I praise you, amen, because of your omnipotent power. I give you glory because, Lord God, you're worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. I praise you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I lift you up, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, the God, amen, of Israel. Praise God. For Israel won't fall. Amen. Israel is not defeated. Israel will stand in the latter end. Praise God. As the power of God move upon his people. Amen. I want to give you glory. Hallelujah. And praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you in your sanctuary, God, and I praise you in the firmament of your powers. Father God, how awesome you are. Lord God, I can't thank you enough for your grace and mercy tonight. And I'm asking, Lord God, I bind up every witch and warlock right now. I bind up every strategy in the atmosphere, in the troposphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in the stratosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, I give God the glory because in the amen, in the spiritual realm, in the atmosphere, in stratosphere, and troposphere, Father God, you're moving by your powers and by your spirit right now. And Lord God, you told us, amen, man ought to always pray and not faint. Lord God, I'm standing in the gap for Israel right now, and I'm sending up your word that Israel has victory through you, Jesus, and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And not only that, but God, I want to glorify you through the midst of their suffering, through the midst of what, amen, they have gone through. Because you have let me know, can't Hezbollah, can't the Muslims, amen, can't, amen, hallelujah, Iran and Iraq and all Syria and all Lebanon and all of those that try to oppose the will of God, they cannot, amen, stand because you are greater. You're an awesome God, and I praise you for that. I praise you, Lord God, for your mighty acts, amen, and I praise you, Lord God, according to your excellent greatness. And I praise you, Jesus. Amen. With the sound of the trumpet and the shofar that was blown at the, amen, onset of the segment of this broadcast, I praise you, Lord God. Amen. Because, amen, we have sounded the alarm. And, Lord God, you are Israel mighty Balak. And, Lord God, and I praise you with, amen, parsley and harp, amen, in the name of Jesus, and I give you all the honor and glory, just like the psalmist did. Amen. You're an awesome God, and I praise you for total deliverance for Israel. And I praise you, Lord God, that every issue that the enemy is trying to, amen, bring forth and bring forth, amen, and try to pressure Israel into signing free treatment, and Lord God, trying to keep them from what is rightful and heirs. Lord God, you have stepped in, amen, with your, amen, hallelujah, awesome and mighty powers, and you are covering them, my God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking, Lord God, to move by your spirit. Let your supernatural power be manifested in the earth realm. We got a God that can do everything but fail. So I bless you, my Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you, my Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that strengthened me, and my God that teaching my hand to walk and my fingers to fight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, because love God, hallelujah, the weapons of our warfare are not carnival, mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination. Everything that the enemy has tried to set up in the images, now God, in the imagination of our mind, now God, we don't have to fear that, because your power is greater than the enemy's. So God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to move by your spirit. Cut on the spirit of fear, amen. The spirit of doubt. And let Israel stand strong, knowing that God, you are the front and real word. Now, God, you can back them up, amen, in any given situation. Like Jesus told the disciples, can't you pray with me 1 hour? Instead of them praying, they went to sleep. That was the strategy of the enemy. But God, your power and God, your strategy is greater than the enemy. Keep up as watchmen, 1 hour for Israel until you say that is enough. And I give you all the honor and glory, for Israel will not fall, but Israel will stand. And I pray, love God, that you bless their hands, love God, amen, for war, that you strengthen them, my Father, and teach their hands, amen, the war, and teach their fingers how to fight, because you, amen, are their goodness and their fortress, my God, amen, in their high tower. Deliver them, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, from every strategy of Hezbollah and all of those that want to come against Israel, and let them know that you are their shield, their mighty God, and now, God, amen, the one that they should trust in. Let them be a people that stand forth, mighty like you told Abraham they would be a great nation. My God, in the name of Jesus, and love God, they can be your son, the Messiah. And I ask you, love God, not only send legions of angels, but send many, many, many angels. Send a fortress of angels. And love God, sending many angels to stand in the gap for Israel, and begin to circumference around Israel, and help them to fight the battle. My God, it can be Oshaya. Because there is nothing impossible for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God, you told me to sound the trumpet. Now, God, thank you, Jesus. And God, I want to thank you, my Father. And Lord God, you're a terrible God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit just like you did. And send an immutable, amen, company of angels to the General Assembly, amen, of Israel, your firstborn, as well as the church, your Christians, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, it can be your Shana Mosiah. Now, God, so that heaven, amen, can declare your handiwork. Now, God, and show your awesomeness, amen, by your infinite power as you move by your spirit, amen, and manifest your glory in the earth realm. Let everything, love God, that you have, amen, appointed for Israel, let it come to pass, for Israel will stand. Oh, God, it can't be ashamed. And I give you glory for it, all the honor and all the praise. I'm asking, Lord God, to touch right now, in Jesus' name. Don't pass over, Amoshana Mosiah. Lord God, your people, Lord God, hallelujah, and not fight for them, but show them your power just like you did when Moses and them, amen, left out of Egypt, Lord God, before they left out of Egypt, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you went in and had a Passover, and not a hair of Israel was damaged, and not a soul was lost. Now, I'm asking, Lord God, they can When you pass over again, look at your children, amen, the Christians as well as the Jewish nation, that have Jesus' blood, and his DNA reside on the inside, and love God pass over, God, for you are divinely, amen, my God, powerful, my show no more, and let Israel divide the spoils of the enemy. Let Israel stand forth, amen, more than a conqueror. My God, I ask you to put the whole armor of, amen, you of, amen, upon Israel, oh God. And I ask you to bless Israel hand even more. Let them be skillful even more in battle. And courageous, Lord God, doing opposition, and to be strengthened, Lord God, in the inward man, and not to think, amen, when they see the enemy coming in, because your greatness, God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, can be seen, God, through what you did for them a long time ago, in that Abioshan Abosaya. Every nation that came before them, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Perizzites, amen, oh, my God, that's a true saying. And the Amorites, amen, thank you, Jesus. They could not stand before you, my God, because of the power that's on the inside of you. And, Lord God, you destroyed Abraham's enemy. My God, and you destroyed Abraham's seed's enemy. And, Lord God, all the way through, amen, the olden days. Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. My you showed your power, amen, in the earth realm concerning your people, Assyria, my God, and Babylon, that were thrown and overthrown by you, KDBO Shana Mosiah. In the name of Jesus. So I ask you, Lord God, Lord God, to move by your spirit in Jesus' name. Destroy every enemy, that have tried to send a man and oppose your will concerning Israel. God, because who can stand before you, God? My God, who can oppose your will? Every council that's up in the valley, you will tear down in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, for those that are feeble in old age in Israel, those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God, that don't have residence, and for those, my Father, Lord God, amen, that don't have finances. We know the economy is bad all over the world, but God sent a light in Israel. There were love, God, even all of their parents way, so that they can, amen, accumulate. You are God of multiplicity. Increase in Israel. Grow up in Israel. Just like Mary said, magnify yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My soul do magnify the Lord, because you can blow up, amen, and meet every need of Israel. I'm going to destroy you, Satan, so I bind up the prince of the air and his works through the words that I speak out of my mouth, and I bind Lucifer up in Jesus' name. I bind up every strategy that he's trying to use in reference to Israel, and I tear down his stronghold by the word. For the word said, no weapon formed against Israel shall prosper, and every tongue that speaks against Israel will be condemned. And I ask, Lord God, amen, to send the angels and let them fight them mighty warrior angels, and let them fight for Israel, amen, for they are God's, amen, children. So I'm asking, Lord God, to move by your spirit tear down every stronghold of doubt, and every shining on fire. And Lord God, don't let Israel be in any kind of distress, Lord God, in the future, Lord God, because they're gonna have to trust in you, Lord God, and Lord God, we're gonna have to trust in you, God, Lord God, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our faith. So I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within our walls, and prosperity within our pastorates, in the name of Jesus. You are my brothers and my sisters, for I pray peace for you, Jerusalem. I pray peace for you, Israel. Now, God, I ask you to strengthen them the more, God. Let them strong. Let them be able to lead their enemy into captivity. Turn it around, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we bind up the heathen nations that will want to come to end to destroy Israel. Amen. And I ask you, Lord God, let the enemy's tongue cleave to the roof of their mouth, those that have been speaking swelling words, because just like David did, he destroyed Goliath, but not only that, he destroyed the words that Goliath spoke. Show your manifestation, amen, amen, in the earth realm, concerning Israel. Show your glory, Lord God, in the earth realm, concerning Israel. And we'll give you praise, God. All of all, all the honor and all the glory. I bless Israel, and I bless the Lord and his strength. I bless Israel, and I bless the Lord and his strength. I bless Israel, and I bless the Lord and his strength. And I thank God for his power, and I thank God for his strength, and I thank God for his authority in the earth realm. I call the most shining and the most high. In Jesus' name, lekiri bio shanda lala bo shekiri bio shaya, manda lala bo shekiri bio nda lala bo sa, nagari kiri bio shanda le di kiri bio shanda nganda le bio shaya, ganda le bio shanda lala bo sa. Stop those that want to come in and murder and destroy innocent people and innocent children, Lord God, because they are your people. And go in and get your Oshaya. You are their God-like. You are their King of Kings. And show Israel, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That Jesus, amen, is their Lord and Savior. And he can do everything but fail. I praise you, Jesus. I thank your Holy Spirit for moving. Hallelujah. And I praise you, Jesus, for your grace and your mercy. Israel will stand. I bless Israel. And I bless Israel. And I speak the victory over Israel, because no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And I speak, Lord God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that your omnipotent power and presence will be seen all over the world, because we're near the end. I pray for America as well, and I pray, Lord God, for the nations, that they will come into the fullness of the knowledge of you, God, that that ain't nobody no greater than you, God, that nobody can stand before you and oppose your will, because your will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that Satan ain't no God. Amen. I tear down his strongholds. I tear down his strategies. And it can't be your shine of Messiah. And I loose God's son, Jesus, peace. And it will be your shine of Messiah. In the name of Jesus. All over Israel. And I pray, it can't be your shine of Messiah. It can't be your shine of Messiah. that the enemy we see, like God said in his word, we shall see no more. Babylon will never stand again. It is a defeated nation. Oh, my God, I thank you. Babylon cannot stand. It is a defeated nation. Israel will stand. And they will abide with God forevermore. This is the word of God. This is a man of their heritage. And love God of Christians as well. So I give you glory tonight. All the honor and all the praise for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Israel will not fall. Hallelujah, because God, you're an awesome wonder. Hallelujah, ain't nobody like you. My God, thank you, Jesus. You're mighty in battle. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. I give you praise. So I submit myself to your awesome deity. And I thank you and I give you a glory, all the honor and praise. For Israel will stand. Israel will stand. Israel will stand. Because God is the greater power. And his people, amen, will not be defeated. No will be dedicated. No will they be made ashamed. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus. God bless.